In yesterday's daf, we learned that according to Rav, the way we know the dimensions of an entranceway to a mavoi is we derive it from the doorways to the heichal, from the entranceway to the heichal, and that's how he gets the shear of chaf amah according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks, El me'ata lo tahani le amaltara. If you have a protrusion sticking out of the top of the doorway and it's more than 20 amos, it should not work, because the heichal also had 5 protrusions sticking out of the top of the doorway, and yet an amaltara does work by a mavoi. And obviously the heichal was only 20 amos, wasn't higher than 20 amos, even though it had protrusions, so it doesn't seem to be a proper way to learn out the halacha. So the Gemara answers that an amaltara masnisi, that Rav said that an amaltara is good when it's more than 20 amos high, and Rav never said, rather, that an amaltara is good when it's more than 20 amos high. Rav holds that it does not work, and it was a brisa that said that it works, and Rav doesn't hold like that brisa. So says the Gemara, okay, v'tavi amaltara masnisi v'tikshi l'Rav, so then the brisa should be a kasha on Rav. So Gemara says, no, Rav has another brisa. It's a machlokas between two brises, and Rav Paskin is like the brisa that holds that an amaltara does not work when it's more than 20 amos high, even though there is another brisa that says an amaltara does work when it's more than 20 amos high. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, however, holds that there's no contradiction between the brises. Everyone agrees that a korah can be more than 20 amos high when there's an amaltara there. It does work when it's more than 20 amos high. What about the brisa that says that we learn the height of a korah from the heichal? That sounds like an amaltara does not work when it's more than 20 amos high. The Gemara explains, according to Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, we never really learned anything from the heichal. The heichal is just simana bialma. It's a good way to remember the shear of 20 amos by mentioning the heichal, because it had a shear of 20 amos, but it wasn't really the source of anything. According to Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, we have the exact same machlokas tanoim, whether something above 20 amos works with regard to a sukkah. By a sukkah, there's a requirement l'man yedu dor sechim kubi sukkah so shafti, that you have to recognize, you have to realize you're sitting in the sukkah. So tzricha, we need the machlokas tanoim, both by sukkah and by mavoi, because there's more reason to assume that you'd recognize something very high in a sukkah, which is the yeshiva avida. You're supposed to live there for the entire week, so you're much more likely to recognize something. Less of a chance you'll recognize something very high in a mavoi, which is lehiluch avida. You're just walking right past it. Maya maltra. So the Gemara asks, how recognizable of a protrusion do you need for something to count as an amaltra? So we said Rav Chama says kini, as long as it's the shape of a bird nest, that's how recognizable it has to be. Rav Dimi says that poles of cedar wood are also recognizable enough, not because they're long, but because they're very expensive, they're very chashuv, and therefore people will take notice when they're there. The Gemara then raises the question, miksas kor betochas or miksas kor lemala measum, miksas schach betochas or miksas schach lemala measum. What if some of the beam is within 20 amos, some is above 20, some of the schach within 20 amos, some of the schach above 20 amos? Is that kasher? Two versions of what Rabbah answered. The first version is Rabbah said, "B'mavoi kasher, b'sukkah pasul." In a mavoi, that's okay. Not okay in the sukkah. Why? Two ways to explain that difference. A mavoi is used by a lot of people, so somebody's going to notice that if the lower part of the beam gets removed, and will fix it. A sukkah is only by an individual, so he may not notice if the lower schach gets removed, and he's going to be left with only schach, that's lemala mechav. Second explanation is that the need for a beam over a mavoi is only drabanan. So maybe we could be a little more makel if it's just a little bit under 20, and most of it is, or part of it is above 20, but sukkah is daraisa, so that's why we're not going to be as makel. That's all the first version. Second version was b'mavoi pasul b'sukkah k'sheira, the exact reverse. That we're more machmir by a mavoi, more makel by a sukkah. Why? Two explanations. It could be that since a mavoi is used by lots of people, so we know the expression k'deri d'beitrei lo chamima v'lo karira, when there are a lot of people in charge of something, nobody takes care of anything, so the mavoi is never going to get taken care of. But a sukkah, it's one person's responsibility, so he knows it's his achrayis, he's going to take care of it if the bottom part falls out. Or the other explanation is that since the need for a beam is only drabanan by a mavoi, maybe that's dafka, a reason to be more machmir, because people won't take it as seriously. Sukkah, everyone already takes seriously because it's a dindar raisa. So end of the day, my havila, what do we paskin? Rab barul amar zevzeh pasul. Both by mavoi and by sukkah, it's pasul. It's going to have the same din. Rava amar zevzeh kasher. That both by mavoi and by sukkah, it's going to be kasher. And Rav Papa brings a braisa that the entrance to the heichal had 20 full amos of airspace underneath the lintel. So that implies that the top of the crossbeam can be more than 20 amos off the ground, which would be a clear raya to Rava's shita that zevzeh kasher. Then the daf ends off with a discussion. Amar Abayi Mishmeid Rav Nachman, amas sukkah va'amas mavoi ba'amas bas chamisha, amas klayim ba'amas bas shisha. Abayi said in Rav Nachman that we always use the stricter amma measurement. So we use the smaller amma measurement of 5 tefachim with halachas of mavoi and halachas of sukkah, but the larger amma measurement of 6 tefachim when we discuss the distance between different plants to avoid klayim. So the Gemara asks that both by mavoi and sukkah, there's at least one halacha when discussing the minimum size of something, where using the smaller measurement will actually be a kula and not a chumra. And the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, Rav Nachman may be assuming like those opinions that hold that the minimum sizes of sukkah and mavoi are not in terms of amos, they're in terms of tefachim. And number two, Rav Nachman meant that most measurements of sukkah and mavoi maybe should be measured with amma, with that kind of amma. But some of the measurements can be, when it's going to be a kula, then you should measure with the 6 tefach amma. When Rav Nachman spoke about using larger amos in measuring a vineyard, he was referring to karachas hakerem, the space needed to plant other produce in between two sides of a vineyard, or when it was surrounded by vines, and a machola kerem, the space needed to plant in between a vineyard and its wall. And although in that case using larger amos can also be a kula, if you're measuring the distances between the rows of a vineyard that's very tightly packed, we can assume that Rav Nachman only meant that, again, most amma measurements of a vineyard are 6 tefachim, but in Achinami, some of them are 5 tefachim. Okay.